Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Dharma Wars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
Hey again, Kumra.
Hey again, Commander.
It's the Dharma Lords podcast. No, because hey again, Lando.
Oh, yeah.
Hey again, Kumra. Anyhow, hey everybody out there, Dharma Lords podcast. This is Ben.
And Ralph.
And we're here to talk about Lost and...
other things.
Other things, yeah.
So what's up, dude? What's going on?
Dude, Blades of Glory was fucking phenomenal.
It was really funny.
That movie made me laugh.
Someone got their head cut off. In the theater.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, it actually made for a better view. Once that guy's head was cut off, we could all see the screen better.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the psychic from Lorst?
No, who was he?
Fade Fidin. He was like an usher telling Will Ferrell that he couldn't be where he was.
I didn't notice that.
And Will Ferrell was like, you know, hitting back with some ad-lib style stuff about, you know, I know where I can be. He was right there. I was like, sweet, if we got paid for the podcast, we could totally write this movie off.
That's cool.
Against tax.
I get paid for the podcast.
Oh, shit. I have to renegotiate my contract.
Too late, dude. It's at the beginning of the year.
Oh, man. You've got a better agent than I do.
I do.
That's for sure. So what else did you do this week?
Got
yourself a sweet Sonic the Hedgehog wristband?
I've had this for a couple weeks now, but I got a computer.
I thought that story was going to be about how you've had it since there was Sega's.
No. I've had it for a while, but I got a computer.
Yeah, we're recording on it now.
Which we're recording on now.
So
without Ryan.
Without Ryan, that's right. Should we take a moment to welcome producer Jeff?
I don't know if he's producer Jeff. Jeff, what do you want to be?
Mixer Jeff? Engineer Jeff.
Engineer Jeff.
Choo-choo!
All aboard.
We choose you to engineer our podcast.
Did
you just say all aboard?
Last week, I was discussing today's recording with Jeff, and he asked if he was supposed to laugh.
Shit.
I don't know. It's like not part of the job description, but I thought it was pretty funny. That
I like the idea that he can be supposed to laugh, not that we have to make him laugh by being funny.
Yeah.
Just, please laugh like every third sentence I say.
It's actually
keep me honest.
So anyway, yeah, it's weird. The whole thing feels weird right
now. It's like so weird.
We're actually recording on a Thursday.
Right, which is weird.
Which is weird because you have today off from school.
Yeah, I'm on spring break. Woo!
Yeah, Ides of March.
I got my top off and everything.
And then the fact that is it darker in here than
it's
normal?
It's darker, yeah, because we're recording later.
And Ryan's not cackling on my bed farting like he did last week.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little discombobulated.
So, I don't know. It's all right. I mean,
hey, life has changed.
Yeah. We have a show, and it's still going, so
that's right.
Can't complain, unlike some other podcasters out there who decided to quit.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, jerks.
Like that'll ever be heard.
you're safe. You can say whatever you want. Just kidding.
Oh.
They're very busy people.
That was like a misdirection. I thought you were talking about someone else.
Scott and Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a bunch of douchebags anyway.
But no, you changed it.
So, nothing much. Got the new laptop. I'm very excited about it.
It's pretty sweet. Do you want to tell the story of Islands?
You tell the story of Islands.
Okay, so I went to Islands to have lunch with
which
Ralph.
Is a fine burger joint here in Southern California.
It's fine. It's a fine burger joint.
It's good. You can get a burger with a pineapple on it, which is what I get.
You can't wash your dick after fucking a hoe. That's the fuck shop. This is Islands. It's a burger shop.
What are you talking about?
That's a song. It's a Two Live Crew song.
Oh.
You never heard us say that?
I guess not.
They've got like sinks in every room so you can wash yourself afterwards.
Yeah.
Two Live Crew had some great lyrics. Let's just say that and leave it at that. But anyhow, we're at Islands, which is like a Hawaii-themed burger joint.
Yes.
And there's two stories to tell, and I don't know if you want me to tell both of them. Because one of them involves you and what happened before you bought your laptop.
No, let's not talk about that.
Okay, but the second story was about a girl who saw Ralph wearing his Dharma Lords button. She was our waitress.
Self-promoting.
And that's right. we're shameless self-promoters. like Thomas Edison. So he was wearing his Dharma Lords button, and the waitress was like, "Hey, that's like that show Lost. Do you guys watch Lost?"
And I swear to God, me, you, your roommate Matt, Clark, and Stevie all like scoffed at her, like she should have known who we were.
Yeah, exactly. Like we couldn't bring ourselves to say yes. We're just like we're kind of awkwardly like looking around.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
yeah, a little bit. You think? We're only professionals, lady. So
we weren't that bad, but no, we all thought the exact same thing.
Because no one's ever walked up to me and asked me if I watched Lost. it was hard for me to deal with. And she said that she had just been to Hawaii.
Yes, and like 2 weeks prior.
She'd stumbled on the set of Exposé.
She did. She totally, like literally was on the beach, and then someone said, "Oh, could you step aside? We're shooting right here."
We're making the show
and she
Lost.
She said, "What are you doing?" And they're all, "Oh, we're shooting Lost." And then they apparently invited her to hang out all day. They gave her some like,
she said they gave her craft services and t-shirt and stuff.
And she got to hang out all day. And
she got to keep the diamonds?
No, she didn't get to keep the diamonds. Okay. But she did watch the scene. She said it took something like 2 hours for them to shoot the scene where Sawyer throws the diamonds onto Nikki's crotch.
Because everyone kept diving for him.
I guess.
Muff diving.
Nikki's crotch.
Diamond diving out there.
So anyway.
We told her about podcasts and educated her and told her to come listen for us.
So if the waitress from Islands is listening.
Here you go. There's a delicious burger.
This is what we told you to listen to. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm surprised. Now it makes sense. Because at first when I was going to tell the other story, I was like, I can't believe he's going to let me say that. It was more of a secret story. And then it turns out you weren't.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
No, that's a secret story. But yeah, it was good times at Islands with the waitress from Oahu.
Yeah.
It's got to be kind of cool because, you know.
And it's funny because we asked her because she said that a lot of her coworkers like turned her on to Lost.
Yeah, like they've been watching it from the beginning and they had to tell her.
We asked her to ask them if they listened to podcasts.
And she came back and said that they didn't, but I don't know. I wouldn't blame her if she didn't ask them.
Neither would I. A couple of nerds asking if they're recognized.
Yeah, exactly. Is there anyone back there that wants to buy me some free french fries? That place is pretty delicious, but kind of expensive.
That's not too bad for what you get. The burgers are huge and delicious.
Speaking of huge and delicious,
yeah.
I got nothing.
You got nothing for that?
I got nothing that's huge or delicious.
Sweet. You want to talk about some Lost?
What do you have from Netflix?
I don't have Netflix, Mechagodzilla 2, and Children of Men.
How do you not own Mechagodzilla 2?
I don't have any money.
I guess it's the same reason I don't own A Mighty Wind.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Children of Men is really good.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Well, I think you probably will. I never
checked out Knight Riders.
You never got to it, huh?
No, because...
I feel bad about that.
Yeah, you should.
We
had the whole day planned out to watch it.
And then it just fell apart.
But it's in my queue again. I'll bump it on the top when you're ready to go.
Knight Riders. I got sneakers.
The unmarked
edition.
Because I got sneakers. I got sneakers 2 weeks ago or last week, and I had marked it
with a Sharpie, right?
Yeah.
And we're trying to track it like seabirds.
Yeah. So everyone out there, I encourage you to do the same. If you have friends who are also on Netflix,
and
mark your DVDs and see if your friends get the same one as you.
Just mark them all up like crazy. It might be fun.
So, yeah.
But it didn't work this time. But there's plenty of other movies, I'm sure, that we have in common.
Mechagodzilla 2.
That's right.
All right.
I'll just
mark my copy now and then show you after we record.
Hey, look at that. He did mark it.
All right.
Well, do you want to talk about this delicious episode of Lost we had this week?
Delicious? All right.
Yeah, the rumble in the jungle?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Nod. All right, episode 3X15, Left Behind.
Left Behind. A lot of people were left behind.
Yeah.
Finally, a title that makes sense to me.
Yeah, Saeed and Juliet and Kate
and Jack.
And all the Losties, Sawyer. I guess, yeah. They were, what did you think of that episode, on the whole?
Here's the thing with the episode. It feels pretty good on the whole. one of the things is that as far as progression of story, I was like, but it was really fun.
Yeah.
I really had a good time watching it. There's a lot of just like like, I was watching it with Jeff last night, and he, Engineer Jeff. And we just, like, the whole time, every commercial break, we're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, Jeff said, like, oh, there's, it's all unanswered. Everything they're saying is just another question.
That's definitely true.
And it was kind of fun.
There's three storylines going on.
Yes.
There was Kate and Juliet dicking around on the island.
Yeah.
There was Kate and Cassidy trying to meet up with Kate's mom.
Yeah.
And then there was the third one. The Sawyer trying to win votes.
Here's for anybody out there who questions my not watching previously on Lost.
This episode
is the perfect example, because as I was fast-forwarding through it, I saw Cassidy and Sawyer. I'm like, wait, I thought this was a Kate episode.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when it was, I was like, oh, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, granted, she comes in pretty early in the episode, and I had her pegged pretty early because, you know, there was audio on her selling the gold.
And we're big fat nerds.
But still, pertinently a Lost, thanks for setting me up to watch this episode.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have been able to handle seeing her if I...
I understand them doing it for people
for
who
nudes.
Aren't... Yeah, so,
It's still... I mean, you're right. If you can avoid it, then it's less of a... The episode can come at you more purely if you're not already thinking about these particular things that they want you to think about right before the
episode
starts. Because
the first 3 minutes, I'm thinking, where's Cassidy? Because obviously she's going to show up now.
Yeah, exactly.
So...
Where's Cassidy? When she's not on screen, all the characters should be saying, where's Cassidy?
Ben took the notes this week. Trying to figure out stuff with my computer, and
Ralph's got a new lap on his top, so he's trying to work that out. I have notes about the different rounds of the Kate versus Juliet fight, and who I called them for. So round one goes to Juliet.
No shit.
No fucking shit. That was awesome.
The flip James Bond maneuver.
She's not going to let anyone hit her while she's carrying food again.
In Doctor No, that was considered an action sequence.
This is the first one after an hour and 20 minutes?
Yes.
Jeez. Action film. Yeah, so Kate swings that pool cue at her. She ducks, knocks her out, breaks the shit everywhere, and she's like, I was just bringing you food. And I noticed that there was no toothpicks on Kate's sandwich.
Yeah, that's true.
Juliet does not love Kate.
She doesn't.
She didn't want her to feel like a lady. Jeez. I know Jimmy will probably get into this, but Kate's Motel?
Yeah.
A little bit in the episode, do you think?
It's a Kate-centric episode.
It's a good theme.
And because we're recording on Thursday, I don't know what Jimmy has in store for us, but I'm sure he'll mention... He'll probably mention how he's been discussing Kate's theme ad nauseum, so we'll see if that prediction comes to light.
Kate was going under the alias of Lucy. She said it was a saint, Saint Lucy.
Wasn't she Lucy before? Who was Lucy? So there was a Lucy.
Lucy Liu?
No. On the show, a character's name was...
I don't know.
I don't
Maybe.
Know either.
Lucy's like...
Write us and tell us.
It sounds familiar. I didn't look it up, but I was thinking under terms of Saint Lucy, the patron saint of pulling the football away when you're about to kick it.
Yeah.
Cassidy gets busted because apparently it takes two people to pull that jewelry scam, or she's just not good enough at it.
She's not good enough at it.
I think it does take two people. You have to have the other person saying, hey, look at how good this jewelry is. I want to buy some.
Yeah.
Which is what she was doing when Sawyer was running it.
Yeah. That's what Sawyer taught her.
It's not a very good con.
Well,
it's apparently just selling
Kate,
gold.
Kate, whose only claim to crime is blowing up her her father or
her
whatever.
Her only crime is murder.
It's really interesting that she spot that con right away and
knew how to pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, Kate adapted really well to a life of being a fugitive.
I guess.
She picked up all those skills.
She's drugging people and...
and swinging pool cues at people.
Yeah.
I want to point out something that I thought of this week was that while I was watching these two girls that had both banged Sawyer talk to each other, I thought about Kate having unprotected sex with Sawyer in the polar bear cage after she knew that he had a history of STDs. She was there during Jack's eye exam, right?
Yeah, she's a slut.
She doesn't care.
Maybe they got some like banana leaves or something and wrapped Sawyer's junk.
Wrapped up his banana.
I guess.
Maybe he covered it in a fish biscuit.
Maybe he filled his hull with some polar bear dung.
Oh.
Or fish biscuit. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's whatever. It's gross.
Well, hey, whatever's on the island, maybe it cures STDs too.
You'd bank Sawyer if you knew.
If I had a chance, yeah.
That's just me being mean. But seriously, though, if Kate, even if you knew Kate had STDs and you were fucked on an island, I mean, you were screwed by being on an island. Right.
Then I would end up being fucked on an island. Yeah, definitely.
So
I just thought it was interesting to think about that. Yeah. Not only did these two people ball, but he probably gave them both the same thing. And I hope he didn't give them both the same thing being a child. Yeah. He could have knocked Kate up.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Another island baby.
In how many years of the show?
In how many more seasons? Three or four more seasons? John. That was awesome.
He's still in his own world doing his own thing.
True. But now the others have sided with him?
I don't know. No, because we don't know what happened with him and Anthony Cooper.
We don't know what happened, but he's all bruised up on one side of the face. His hand is all cut and bandaged. Yeah, you couldn't see it on your TV. Yeah.
You're watching this shit in HD. I'm like, how big is your TV?
One side, you know, you couldn't see that too well on your TV, and you couldn't hear Juliet's shoulder getting dislocated, but the Foley on that was awesome and gross. It was like someone dislocating a shoulder.
Dang. They need to put Lost back on at 8.
Yeah, so you can come over.
So I could watch at your house.
Yeah.
Or I guess I could just, yeah.
Or you could just come over.
Yeah.
Because apparently you weren't even watching it with Stevie.
Well, yeah, she had gone to bed early last night. It was an exception.
That was like an exception, okay. Yeah. But yeah, he's all cut up and bruised and like purple, and he's got a bandage on one hand, and he's talking about how, you know, I tried to convince them that you were good, but we're leaving now. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I was very fired up because it was another mystery, and it was one of those things where time's passed when we weren't there, and something's changed.
So I think that maybe John Locke might be gone for a while, and then we'll get a flashback episode. His next flashback episode will be
a 3-minute
on
style.
On the island.
An on the island flashback. I think you're totally right. John Locke said, coming out.
Yes, I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Anna Lucia said that before, and then someone else said that before.
It sounds like wicked familiar, but maybe it's just what people say when they're in hostile situations.
I've heard it a couple times.
Anyway. Yeah. According to Ben Linus's con man theory, do you think that Hurley has gained Sawyer's respect now by conning a con?
I don't know. I think Hurley was just, I don't know. I think Hurley doesn't want to be a leader.
I mean,
I think he's just looking for anybody to take over. And who are you going to choose? Like,
yeah,
look who you're left with. If Jin spoke English,
if Jin spoke English, or if the other people weren't extras.
Yeah.
But I did like that they mentioned our boy Steve.
Yeah, they mentioned Steve a lot.
Yeah, he's out there gathering water every morning, apparently going to the caves.
Do you think that if they introduce Steve as a new character next season, like as some actor, do you think that people will be all pissed?
Do you think there'd be a backlash, like Picky? I don't think so. I think people would be stoked. Well, I mean, you don't have to bring in a new actor.
Just mention the characters.
Just bring the actor that was there.
He said one line in season one, and it wasn't very good read.
I'm Steve. The gas masks, when the others are getting ready to leave, they put on those gas masks.
Yeah,
that was hot.
That was cool.
That got me all fired up because I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was like they were getting ready to travel like a bad part of the island.
Yeah, but it's weird because you think that they would be able to get out of there before the gas came out of the houses.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to you?
What the hell kind of gas is that knocks women out for like 3 hours and knocks guys out for 2 days?
Jack's a faker. I don't know.
There was two cans, not the birds, but two cans of gas on the floor of Jack's little house. Mm-hmm. So maybe he got a double dose. But Saeed, according to Juliet, was in a backyard out in the open air. So
unless Juliet pulled out Kate before she inhaled
before she got
all
a full dose.
Yeah.
But they said she said she gassed her, too. Was she lying about that?
She's a big, fat liar.
I think she might be. Oh, speaking of big, fat, poor Juliet did not come off well standing right next to Kate.
Why do you say that?
I'm not saying that she's not attractive, because she is. But when you're right next to Kate, it made her look like taller and schlumpier than she really needs to be.
I was never really a big fan of Evangeline Lilly.
You don't have to be for her to throw off the scale of what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. You know, and it makes me think about, well, I'm always hanging out with Becky and James. Do I look like a freaking big fat giant?
Yeah.
That's true.
I guess.
So
anyone standing next to Becky,
who looks like a big fat
go
giant.
Go on our MySpace page. You'll see a picture of Ben and Becky sporting Darmalar's gear.
Yeah, we're modeling.
Look how teeny she is.
Yeah. Yeah, just for scale, Becky's 6 foot.
You look like
Andre
Giant compared to her.
And I'm 8 foot 9.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, Jeff noticed it. Apparently.
What's,
the difference. But I mean, it's not, it didn't bring down my opinion of Juliet at all. I just thought, you know, it's kind of rough.
I was just paying attention to the story.
Well, yeah, the story was not.
I don't look at other girls or anything like that.
So you think that.
Even though every week we say the sun is hot.
The sun, well, we do say that a lot. I have a theory. I think Cassidy's the real Sawyer.
Wait, that can't be.
No, it can't.
Because she would have been like a baby or maybe a fetus or an embryo.
Maybe she's the real Christian Shepherd.
No.
Christian Shepherd's the real Cassidy?
Who knows?
Something's going on there. I don't think she knew she was pregnant at the beginning of the episode. Because they went out drinking.
Okay.
And she ordered a drink. She was like drinking a regular mm-hmm. booze drink, it looked like.
So maybe
this was really, this was right really after. Close on the heels of Sawyer.
Okay.
I mean...
Well, wasn't Sawyer at Kate's mom's diner around that time?
Well, he was
when he was with Gordy.
He was at Kate's mom's diner, but did
with
we...
With Gordy, it was the long con, I think.
Yeah.
That was the same episode.
But
it could have came right off the heels.
Do we know where that was in terms of Kate's stepdad? Like, was Kate's mom...
Years later, I'm assuming.
Yeah, who knows?
So it makes sense that she would be there too. If
yeah.
that's where Sawyer was pulling that con.
Yeah, so she was. You know, they could have ran into each other.
Yeah,
could have pumped each other's gas or whatever. Do the cops live with Kate's mom now? Is that how that goes?
Yeah, I guess.
Is she?
Well, Kate's she said mom, two guys were with her
for a month,
following her. Yeah, for a while.
She says they lived with her for a month, but that doesn't say. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure there was some kind of scene that got deleted where there was a tip-off that maybe...
That she was in town.
She was in town and she was going to come visit.
They could have chatter.
Because I don't think they would attack any woman that came to Kate's mom's door.
Yeah. Well, especially one wearing a freaking flight jacket and a hat and a big curly wig.
Yeah.
That faked me out for a little bit.
Oh, I wasn't faked out.
Oh, well, you're better than me. Round two, Kate.
Remind me.
She pokes her in the snoot. And dislocates her shoulder.
The snoot?
Yeah, right in the snoot.
Awesome.
In the snout. Not in the sniz, though.
Not the sniz?
Not the sniz. Unfortunately, for everyone that was looking forward to it. And the monster came back.
It came back and flashed white.
Yeah, it wanted some candid shots of Juliet and Kate.
So apparently, since the others are the good guys,
uh-huh.
and they only choose the good people.
To stick with them.
And Locke saw a bright
What
white
he saw
light.
As a bright light.
Does that mean that the monster spoke thing
was it was going doing back the same and forth thing? Between Juliet and Kate?
Maybe.
Or were
it was
both,
confused.
Or was it confused because neither of them were really good or really bad? It
no
makes
idea.
Sense that if the monster is this bad, evil smoke thing, if you're bad, and a beautiful, brilliant white light, if you're good, it makes sense that if you're a good person, you don't want any bad people anywhere near you.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the monster, I'm pretty sure, is a dot matrix printer.
Okay.
From the sounds.
It sounded more elephant-like this week, too.
Yeah.
It's like they threw an elephant sound in there as well.
I would like to hear one day how all the sounds that go into making the monster. I'd call right up Ben Burtt and ask him to dissect it.
I'll do that.
This is a dumb note. I'm not even going to say it. Oh, B storyline. More like A-plus storyline. That storyline was hilarious.
The
Sawyer?
The Sawyer storyline?
Sawyer and Hurley, yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Made me laugh.
He was salting that pig so happily.
He was just going to town.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Dharma
really
A1.
Kind of little comedy side thing going.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of nice.
And at the end, it worked out, you know?
Yeah, but, and yeah, we'll get to the coming up on Lost thing later on.
You've never seen this film, but it's a little movie called Lethal Weapon 2. And in it, Mel Gibson dislocates his shoulder and pops it back into place in a pretty prominent way. I think it was 2. I don't think it was 3. But it made me think of it when they were in the banyan tree there.
That's cool.
And she was about to put it back in. She says, "Don't flatter yourself," which I thought was a great line. "Don't flatter yourself, Kate. Don't be all high and mighty just because you think you dislocated my shoulder." And Sawyer said hearts and minds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Which is a Shannon Boone episode.
Shannon and Boone, yeah.
Yahoo.
Yeah. What was that? I really wish I had seen that post you said where you talked all in episode titles.
God, nowadays there's no way you're going to find a post
Never.
On the blog.
Juliet says awesome. That fucking made
yeah,
me
that
laugh.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Hardcore, because I don't think
anyone... And that was an act break, right?
Yeah, she was like, no, it was like back from the acting.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's right.
How's your shoulder? Awesome.
That's the way I 90% of my use of the term awesome is done that exact same
sarcastic
way.
Sarcastic? Yeah.
Yeah,
you do.
I never
do
use
say
awesome for what it's meant for.
Cassidy pulls the old St. Louis chili scam. That's one of the most famous cons is tipping chili on a waitress to get her in the bathroom. They're still looking at my notes. Oh, when Juliet was like the biggest Jack fan, and she's like, I know how tall he is. I know how much he weighs. I know he went to school. I know his blood type.
She didn't earn that.
No. She doesn't have to love him to know all that. She just studied up on him because she had him in a cage.
Yeah.
She was trying to manipulate him.
I thought Kate was going to have a comeback for that.
I said O negative.
I do that as well.
So that's how nerdy we are. I wonder if they threw that out there for nerds to say, O negative.
Yeah. And it worked.
Round three, the viewers. Because that's when they fell in the mud.
Face first
in the mud. That was awesome.
That would have been a good wrestling moment.
It would have. I know. The second they fell in the mud, I started laughing because I was thinking about MB and Palmer and everyone talking about the whipped cream and the Rumble in the Jungle. And I was like, oh shit, it is on. And it didn't end up being too on. Everyone was talking about, well, Juliet and Kate were talking about Kate ruining Jack's chances for leaving.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't. Except if you count that she brought John, who blew up the submarine. But shouldn't John get some of that blame for blowing up the submarine?
Nah, she kind of set the wheels in motion. She blames herself.
That's so dumb, I think. Right. You can't blame yourself for what crazy ass John Locke did. You brought him to help you, to back you up. You didn't realize he was going to turn on you.
Well, he's crazy.
He is crazy, and he should get the blame for taking away Jack's chance of rescue.
Yeah.
Ben betrayed Jack hardcore. And you could tell when he was like waking up, he was just like,
or
fuck.
Did he?
Or is this part of the plan?
Who knows, man? Or Jack was playing football. He was pretty stoked to be there. And he was knocked out longer. Maybe he
maybe he's
quote and other.
Maybe
quote.
This is a mind game.
Maybe.
Round four, which is the final round.
Monster.
Juliet.
Oh.
When Kate's talking to Jack and she's like, everyone left. And Jack says, even Juliet? Boom!
Yeah, that was pretty hardcore.
That brought her down. Why don't they just move off the beach into the other's houses? You're safe for the smoke monster.
We'll see.
They've got plumbing.
We don't know that they're not.
That might be their thing. Do you remember why Sawyer was in Bill Duke's jail there in the Long Con? That wasn't the Long Con. That was
Every Man for Himself. I don't know.
I wonder if it's because Cassidy turned him in. That's the kind of question I guess that's left open by this.
Well, she knew he was there, probably. Yeah. Nah, we'll see. Isn't the Sawyer episode next week?
It looks like it might be a Juliet episode. We'll talk about that later. We'll speculate about that without any answers later.
Yeah.
Kate said a boot.
Did she? I didn't notice.
She got to
say sorry a lot this episode.
And that came out fine. She was sorry, sorry, sorry. But she was also a boot. So
she is Canadian, and so is her character.
That's right. So that works out.
Yep.
What did you... you had anything, any impressions, any larger part of the storyline?
No.
It didn't fit in very well with a large storyline, but it brought in some new mysteries, like what happened to Locke. Yeah. Oh, Juliet said that they don't know what it is, but we know it hates our fences. That was cool.
So does that mean they had the fences prior?
Before the smoke monster? Yeah, I think so.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That was cool to see it piling up against the fence there.
Yeah. Were you looking for images in there?
No, because I was only going to see that, I think, if it flashed or if we moved through it like we did with Echo. Uh-huh. Why were there any?
I don't know. That's what I was asking.
I don't think there were.
Yeah. At one point when it was flying away from the fence, it looked like one of the boxers from Atari 2600 boxing.
The ovaries?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of did. It was cool to see Kate see the smoke monster.
Yeah. She'd seen it before.
When?
In Exodus. Because she saw...
She was pulling Locke.
It was pulling Locke. She pulled him out.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, that's right.
She says something like, oh, I'm crazy. And then John Locke says something like, well, did you see the black smoke too? She said, yeah, though I guess that makes us both crazy. She's seen it before.
So, okay, she's seen it before. What now that we have a little bit better understanding of the monster and the island, although not much better, why do you think he was trying to take Locke? Was it trying to take him away for good stuff to give him a candy bar? Or?
Well, what Locke said he saw originally
was
white.
White, a white light.
In Exodus, I believe it's Exodus.
It's
the end of season one.
Yeah, it's...
I believe that the black smoke was around, so I'm still under the impression there might be two monsters.
And
unless it's one monster, good and evil. I don't know, dude.
You know what? Yeah. Well, I don't know if we'll ever know, but if there are two monsters, that makes sense. If it's a monster that like responds to how good or evil you are, then it could be the people he was hanging out with, or the fact that maybe he was still in a crisis of faith at that time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Locke, out of anyone, gives us the most clues to the monster because he changes the most back and forth on the island, where everyone else is... I mean, most people say that if you change, that's when they kill you off. Mm-hmm. If you finally make that connection. So I liked it. I liked it better than last week, that's for sure.
Last week's was really good, though. So you must have really liked this one.
Really liked it.
Yeah.
Cool to see Kate, you know.
So Nikki and Paolo are dead?
Nikki and Paolo aren't dead.
Yep.
It's been too long.
Okay.
I mean...
I think there was even a time jump between last week's and this week's episode.
I think there must have been. But
and there was a day that passed, so yeah, they're done.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was morning when Hurley tipped off Sawyer, and it was nighttime, and they're dead.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Oh, well.
Buried alive.
We'll see them in flashbacks, I'm sure.
Maybe, in the background of someone's flashbacks.
Sweet.
Yeah. You want to talk about next week?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay.
All right. Episode 3X16, One of Us.
Ooh.
So...
we have one of them, and now we have one of us.
So Juliet is one of us, I guess?
She's like the opposite of Ben Linus. So it's going to be similar to when Saeed was dealing with Ben Linus, but now it's Saeed dealing with Juliet.
Yeah.
And that's what it's...
I thought he was going to cut her head off with that machete he was toting.
He doesn't seem too happy with this.
He should do it.
He's, you know what? And it's the... I got the same impression from him that I did when he knew that Michael was compromised. Mm-hmm. Where he's like, I don't trust her, but, you know, keeping her close, I could find out more.
Yeah.
You know, it's... I can't... Yeah.
If he needed a killer at that moment, he could have.
He could have.
But it's not necessary yet.
It's not like he and Jack had a big teary reunion. That was funny.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Saeed, what's up?
Same old shit.
Yeah, we're cool. Yeah, you see a shot of Ethan.
Yeah, is he wearing a hood or something?
Looks like, yeah, a hoodie. Okay.
I saw a shot of the submarine during the daytime.
Yeah, me too.
So that's a new shot of the submarine.
That looks cool.
Is it a flashback?
I think so. I think is it going to be a Juliet episode? Because that's the impression
I have. No idea.
If it's a Juliet episode, we can learn a lot more about what happened when she got on the island, or what was happening behind the scenes when Ethan stole Charlie and Claire, because it definitely looks like that's touched on.
A different side of the story.
Yeah.
If it is her episode,
yeah,
I think she's dead.
Really? You don't think she'll make it?
Not if it's her episode.
Second episode means she's out?
I guess. I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking.
Well, that's a prediction. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to learning more about her, because I think we, for Ethan to do what he did, he had to have been rogue, because he was crazy.
You don't think so, huh? I don't know.
Because Tom shows up in the staff.
I don't know.
We'll see.
He seems to be whatever. I don't know.
So that's next week on Lost.
They're all ape shit.
They're all ape shit.
Yeah.
I can hear Taylor saying that. Ape shit!
Taylor?
It's a madhouse!
Oh, yeah.
Ape shit! So, we've got a piece coming up from our friend in the Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
Seattle Jimmy.
And
he's going to tell you a little bit about the music from this week's episode.
And once again, we haven't heard this yet, but I'm predicting...
Predicting...
Cage theme.
Let's see what you do. Take it away, Jimmy.
All right.
Hey folks, this is Ralph. Just letting you know that Jimmy has fallen sick this week. And will not be able to do a segment. So for the duration of this segment, we're going to switch to some more calls for producer Ryan that are left over from last week. And we are also going to get a call from Ryan. So sit back and enjoy. And Jimmy, get well soon.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Guys, hello there. Dharma Lars. It's Tej. How you doing? Quick comment. Just to say that one of the things that I regretted most about the fact that the original Scott and Steve broke up was that Craig's laugh when Dylan Speed managed to get him into full flight was fucking hilarious, really infectious laugh. And now I hear that the second greatest laugh of all time on the podcast is also leaving my ears. So it's a shame. I was going to sort of write a limerick, obviously in sort of tribute to the man, but the only thing I could get to rhyme with Ryan was lion. And obviously he laughs like a hyena, not a lion. That was one of the lines, but I'm talking shit now. Ryan, you do a fucking awesome job. Awesome job. I don't think you get that much credit, really, for all the editing and everything that you do. So I think you should go to the island with your missus and feel safe in the knowledge that you did a fucking outstanding job, man. Really good. And also, no, that was it. That's all I got to say. So, adios, amigos. Keep up the good work, Dharma Lars. However, Ryan, have a good life, baby. Love you.
Hello, Dharma Lars. My name is Craig. I'm calling from Oklahoma City. Hey, I'm a first-time caller, by the way, so I'll hold on the line afterwards so you can give me my cheeseburger to HR Suds and stuff. Ryan, thank you so much for producing this podcast. I don't know how they're going to look for somebody that can laugh as loud as you in the background. Sad to hear that you're leaving. Too bad the smoke monster had to get you. So have fun, Ryan, in your future ventures, and Godspeed, brother.
Hey, what's up, Dharma Lars? This is Ryan from Avalon on beautiful Santa Catalina Island. I don't know if you can hear that noise in the background, but that's the sound of golf carts raging away. So we recorded the podcast. I quickly hopped on a boat and got over here to a place where I have no internet access. So sadly, I was not able to personally thank everybody through their MySpace pages or however for the y'all, every Ryan tribute last week, but I just want to let you know that it meant a lot to me, and I'm sorry that I will no longer, or at least for the time being, won't be able to participate in the podcast, except for cell phone usage like this. So thank you once again. It really meant a lot to me, and hope to see y'all real soon, and go Dharma Lars. Bye.
Namaste.
Yes.
We also have to talk about the other reason why we're recording on a Thursday. It's Grindhouse.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go see Grindhouse tomorrow, or Friday. Today.
Today whatever, for you.
Who knows? On April 6th.
That's right.
We will have or had seen Grindhouse, which is another perk of being able to record on Thursday.
Yeah, because it's a long film, and we might not have been able to fit it in.
And
with
I have
recording.
An eye exam on Saturday, so I don't know how
you
fucked my
you don't
want to
be groggy
be.
For an eye exam.
No.
And you'll
or
give
for
them,
Grindhouse.
You'll give them the sleepy answers, and they'll give you sleepy glasses.
No, I just don't want to, have to watch Grindhouse with blurry vision.
With their eyedroppers in.
On Saturday.
I'm looking forward to that movie, dude.
But I am too.
I am a little trepidatious.
The score came out this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Or for Planet Terror.
Score by whom?
Robert Rodriguez.
Hey, cool.
Yeah. And the soundtrack for Death Proof came out. I don't think Quentin Tarantino uses.
Well, he's more like music supervision anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't use scores.
Who did the... Are there any other tracks on Meet the Robinsons that would recommend it for you?
It's Danny Elfman did the score.
Okay, but that's not all.
So if you, here's the thing though. Me and Ben were talking about Meet the Robinsons. Ben's a big fan of They Might Be Giants, and They Might Be Giants singing probably the greatest Disneyland theme park song of all time. It's A Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
From Carousel of Progress.
Yeah, and so I mentioned that They Might Be Giants were singing that, and he was like, oh, I hope I could buy it on iTunes as an individual track.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Oh.
To buy the songs on Meet the Robinsons, you have to buy the entire album. To buy the Danny Elfman tracks, you could buy those individually. I win.
What? But why would you want a single track from a soundtrack? I mean, unless,
no.
I mean, from a
score. There's like 9 or 10 Danny Elfman tracks that you could buy individually.
But not
you can't buy the songs individually.
Unless you've seen the film, you wouldn't know which score track you like.
Well, it doesn't matter because you just buy them all without having to get a bunch of shitty pop songs.
Yeah, that's right. You win. Yeah. You win again, yeah. Opal, my arch nemesis. I don't think I'll be purchasing the whole album just for the They Might Be Giants song.
If but you do,
we could play it.
I would like to borrow those Danny Elfman tracks forever.
I have a history of that, though. I did buy the Austin Powers 2 soundtrack, but that had a lot of other good songs on there,
uh-huh.
And I liked the movie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. Flip a coin. I'll see if I have any money.
Let's do it.
If I have enough money to flip a coin, then maybe I have enough money to get the album. So you guys want to out there listen to the show and maybe want to call us and let us know what you think about it.
Yeah.
Or what you think about Lost. So go ahead and give us a call on the Dharma line anytime, day or night. It's always awake. It's at 206-338-4261.
That's correct. You could email us at dharmalars@gmail.com.
That's
right. We still never got a letter from the Saudi Arabia listener.
Yeah.
But they downloaded again this week. So well,
if you're out there in Saudi Arabia, just drop us a quick line because we think it's cool that that we've reached that far. Because we're far from there right now.
And you obviously have the internet.
Yeah.
Because you're getting our show.
Now they feel like we're tracking them. They're like, have they checked my IP? Leave me alone, Darmalars.
Yeah. Probably the girl from Islands. MySpace.com/Darmalars.
Be our friend. Send us a comment.
We'll send you some back.
Yeah, that's right. Ralph does a good job managing MySpace because I can't because of firewalls at work.
Oh, my gosh. NinjaProxy.com.
NinjaProxy.com, huh?
Yep.
I'll have to check that out.
Your work's firewall will think you're on NinjaProxy.com, but you'll really be wherever NinjaProxy allows you to be.
Interesting.
NinjaProxy.com.
So they'll know that I'm goofing off, but they won't know how.
They'll know that you're on NinjaProxy.
When you're I was really looking up at ninjas and proxies.
It's very important to whatever I do.
I was looking up how ninjas vote when they're not present. Okay? Thanks, boss. Leave me alone.
DharmaLarsPodcast.blogspot.com.
That's where we go to put the episodes up and people leave a comment or two.
A few people. But more people.
But
God, it's
I'm
been
not going
up
there anymore.
So you can't take it.
I'm not going to the Blogspot anymore.
Why? It's so much fun. You just kind of...
It's not enough fun for me.
It's like Ding Dong Ditch 'em. I'll go in, I'll leave a comment, and then run away.
See, I'd rather have a convo or something. I don't know. Or maybe I'll go back. I'm not saying I'll
never
go back.
If you want to set up a Darmalars BBS, go for it.
Sure. I might look into that. But
do it.
I'll try to see if anyone would go and like... I don't know.
Set it up and see if anyone goes.
It'll just be me.
It'll build.
Lonely in a thread. Posting every 5 minutes. Guys? Anyone? So, yeah, you can also check us out at scottandsteve.blogspot.com. Or you can check Ralph out. Not me.
Turn your back on him.
Burn. I will.
They're going to be mad at you.
No, they won't. They'll be happy. Amy was...
Send your
Amy
calls.
Banished me.
Did she?
She banished me because I couldn't loan her Watchmen or the Bruce Campbell book.
Hey, I'm all the way up to page 3 on Watchmen.
Weren't you already on page 3 the last time you talked about
uh-huh.
this?
But my Madman started up again, and now I have a comic book store that I go to and a subscription.
Yeah, well,
I'm back in the game.
That's not going to help you finish Watchmen.
I've read that comic twice.
Wow.
Madman.
Are you stoked on it?
Dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When does Gargantua come out for now?
April 21st.
Okay, well, I hope that stays.
Yeah. But that's all I have. I don't have anything more.
That's all I have. Are you gonna use a different Steve Martin film this week?
Nope, I'm going to use the one that I promised.
Okay, I'm glad you stick to your promise. Dude, I got to say, I got to thank Dre for calling in every week.
Three times.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because he makes me laugh so much. He's always got like a theory or another, and a lot of time I think he's right, because he's talking about how the others just aren't letting on what they know.
And they don't blink.
And they don't blink. That's right. So I want to thank Dre, and I also want to thank two guys that called in last week.
Those guys.
I wrote their name down, but then I threw my notepad across the room. Matt and Steve. I want to thank them for calling shenanigans on that episode, which I thought was true. Fucking Picky throwing spiders at each other.
Of all the podcasts I listened to on last week's episode, it seems pretty much split down the middle.
People liked it, some people didn't. Yeah. Well, I think calling shenanigans on an episode is funny. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming along on the Lost Darmalars podcast. We lost our Darmalars. No. I want to thank Engineer Jeff.
Jeff, who didn't laugh once.
I know.
He's keeping it quiet.
We're off our game.
Yeah.
And for everyone else out there, Lost a la vista.
Would you like to sniff the cap? You all, everybody.
Laters.
Hey, Dharma Lars, this is John from Fayetteville, Arkansas. New listener, first time drunk caller. I had a few things about Russo and Ben that I had thought about. First off, I think from the last episode, Exposé, Ben said that he was intentionally going to find Jack to help save him. So I think in proving that Russo is a part of it, I think that Ben worked with her to pretend that he was captured in order to get to Jack and trick him into doing what he wanted him to do. And I think that's all I can think of right now. Love the podcast. Sad to hear that Ryan's leaving. And I love Law Score. I love Michael Cicchino. Keep up the good work. See you later, man. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Colleen. I just have a couple thoughts really quick. I was actually waiting for the expose episode to see if anybody else pointed this out. But I was listening or thinking about what you said with the real Sawyer or Anthony Cooper being in first class, and that's why we never knew he was on the plane. That would actually mean that the real Sawyer was, in fact, in Australia. So when James Ford Sawyer was sent there to find the real Sawyer, he was actually there, which I guess would pretty much kind of show why Sawyer was actually meant to be on Flight 816. So I kind of just thought that was interesting if that was in fact true. Also, I just want to say good luck, Jimmy. I'm sorry, good luck, producer Ryan. I didn't get to call him last week and say so. I also love when we laugh, and it's so fantastic. I guess this, though, eliminates my idea for the drinking game to take a shot every time we hear you laugh. So thanks for saving everybody's livers. Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Dumbass, this is John. John from the blogs. Yeah, I've been drinking, and I sang at a karaoke bar, Bohemian Rhapsody. I know, it was fucking awesome. The thought tonight on the Lost episode, my thought about it, is that it was decent. It was decent. There wasn't much that was explained, but interesting effects on the monster. That we've seen. More thoughts about this as I'm sober. Enjoy the podcast, Ralph and Ben. I love you.
Hey, Rock, my star.
Yes, it's Michelle, another Lost fan. Anyways, I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.